You're just like Daddy, huh?
Yes. He said, and my mother asked him afterwards, said, how come you set the house afire? Why did you tell Mama? Said, I was afraid you'd get me. he said he caught Papa's pants afire. He was trying to light the lantern, and you see, that one little shed room we had built on that big room wasn't sealed. And it had, I can remember, it had red building paper, and then there's nails drove in the studding and the two-by-fours up and down. And then from one, now like the two-by-four here and two-by-four here,
uh-huh.
And then Mama had a board across here and she had nails driven in that. And that was our closet. All our clothes hung, their clothes hung on those nails, and it was behind the trunk. And my father had gone fishing on the South Canadian River, and he came home, and the lantern had a little kerosene spilled on the outside of it, and he set it behind that trunk, right under the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept the matches on top of the organ. It's a real tall organ in golden oak, so that Roger wouldn't get a hold of the matches. He climbed up on that organ and got the matches and tried to light the lantern. And it blazed up and got Papa's britches afire. My mother said, why didn't you tell me? Said, I was afraid you'd get me. He just barely could talk. And then he ran off. And then my mother didn't know where he was at. She saw the house was afire, and she didn't know where Roger was. She's afraid he would burn out. She was real excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine. Boy.
And that, I can remember the design of that organ and the things in the house as it fell. The cold is at night, you know,
mm-hmm.
when the cold fell
out. Boy.
That's all earth we had was that house.
It was pretty bleak that night.
It was pretty bleak.
Where did you spend the night?
Over on this place. Mr. Our neighbors all came in. We went home with Mr. Stayed all night that night, and a lot of neighbors came in, and they made up $100, which was just a lot of money gave to my father.
Gee, yes.
And then some of them gave us some clothing, you know. I can remember they gave me a dress and a bonnet, Mrs. did. So then we moved up on his brother's place, and that's the old, where Joe lives now, on Stein Place, northwest of schoolhouse. That was my father's brother's place, and his brother was dead. And so we moved up in his house and lived until they built another house on the place.
Did the neighbors all come in and help you build this?
Yes, and then they had Port Jennings was the name of the carpenter. And there's the bench out of the scrap lumber. Now that bench was built in 1895.
Huh.
And so I brought it down here. That wood there on top. Now these braces have been put on later than 1895, but we children were all raised on that bench, and we'd been many a fight pulled off on that bench around that table. You know, in those days, we bought sorghum molasses by the barrel.
Hmm.
And we would eat, my mother would make plum butter out of wild plums.
Huh.
And she put those in gallon jars, and she would seal that. She'd take paper, and she'd make flour paste. She'd cook it, you know, and keep pasting it over until she sealed that plum butter, she called it. Cook it down real thick. And we practically lived on that. And then the sorghum molasses and butter. We had all the butter we wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one nice thing about a farm and a cow.
And we had plenty of milk and butter. My mother raised lots of vegetables in those days.
Did she raise flowers too?
Oh yes, she had hollyhocks and bouncing vets and things like that, and roses, old-fashioned flowers.
She just strewed the seeds, or did she have a special place for them?
Well, she put them around the yard.